Hi, this is John DelVecchio from Street Skills, author of Cornering Confidence, the formula for 100% control in curves. And today, I'd like to do a review on the American Super Camp Dirt Riding School. Now, I've been trying to get into this school for almost probably 10 years, and I ended up getting into the class May 2021. And I took some good notes, and I really had a great experience, and I've been wanting to make a video promoting the school, and it's taken me a little while, but here I am. Even though American Super Camp offers courses throughout the year, coast to coast, it may not be easy for people to attend. It's a two-day event, plus you have to get there and back, and when you try to match up vacation time with their core dates, financial responsibilities, things like that, it just took me a while to get signed up and take the course. Well, I finally did it, and I had a great experience. And I looked on YouTube for a video that reviewed it, and I really couldn't find much. And so if you're planning on taking American Super Camp, or you just want to learn how to ride in the dirt a little bit better, which perhaps these skills could even transfer to the street, I would sign up and take the class. And I would have liked to have known some of these things ahead of time that I had to figure out myself over the two days worth of training. The location where I took the camp was the Delaware offering in an equestrian building in May, and it was a perfect venue for learning this. You can tell that Danny Walker's been doing this for 20 years. His coaches were amazing. Robbie Peterson, the legend and father of current Moto America pro Cam Peterson, was there. He's been working with Danny for a long time. Ben Glotti and Hunter Dunham, these guys are in the Moto America series, younger guys, but it was really fun riding around, learning from these young men. The curriculum itself was amazing. It really does take a person from zero skill in riding in the dirt, call it dirt track, sliding the motorcycle around. And by the end of the day, by the end of the two-day course, you really are able to do this technique. They really know how to get you from zero to 60 on this. And I think one of the key components of it is that they use the 125cc Yamaha dirt bikes. It's kind of intimidating to be on a bigger bike and learn how to do some of these techniques with all the added power. But a full-size adult on a adolescent-sized dirt bike in the equestrian building on dirt with these pros, and the confidence level, the simplicity with which you can acquire the skills was just so great that, you know, I thought about actually getting a 125cc dirt bike for myself and joining the local dirt club here where I live. Something did take over my attention after taking the class instead, which I'll talk about briefly at the end. Now, I thought the exercise and methods were fun. They fed you. You basically do three groupings and you're in one of the three groupings. So you ride about a third of the time when the riding activities are taking place. They have some pretty good course materials. They give you a couple handouts that explain some things when they're talking to you in the stands. And that is sort of an overview of what the class is about. If you go to their website to sign up, they do give you some recommended pre-course exercises. They say do some lunges, bicycling, walking. But I would say that if you're in fairly decent shape and you are active, you live an active lifestyle, you're probably not going to have too many aches and pains after this. I wasn't sore at all afterwards. I thought I might be because you're using a bunch of different muscles and you're convoluting your body in different ways. Perhaps it's because I did the techniques as they said to do them, and I also didn't fall off the bike, which was pretty rare that day. Most of the people fell off their bikes, and I kind of feel that as like a source of pride that I was able to stay upright, even though with the slickest parts I almost went down a couple of times. And I could see how people could go down real easy. Maybe I just got lucky. And I'm going to jump right into how you can be successful in this class. I hope I've gotten you a little interested in maybe taking the class, but these are the things that I found really helped me as I took the class and learned the techniques. First of all, they're going to spoon feed you the techniques. It's sort of like an incremental steps over the couple of days that you're there. So I would advise anyone, just do what they say for that particular session out on the track. Don't try to apply everything that they teach in a single session. Don't try to ride like you used to ride, maybe in the dirt, if that's, you know, some of your experience. But focus on what they say and just do that, which could be a little difficult because there's 10 other riders out there with you. And a lot of people there sort of felt like they were racing, maybe they were racing their buddies. And I found that when there were people around me really close, I couldn't concentrate on practicing the skills as much because these guys were, you know, kind of bumping and getting close to everybody. And so what I realized, and this is a very good tip if you take the class, don't go out early. Be the last one out. I found that when I was the last one out in my session, nobody really ended up catching up to me. And I had basically the whole track to myself without anybody to bother me to actually practice these skills. There's sort of this energy there that you want to just jump out there with everybody and be in the thick of it, you know, and feel like you're Ricky Carmichael or something. But what's really going to pay off is just watching everybody go out. And then when there's no one else, follow them right out there. And sometimes you might get passed by the coaches and things like that. But I found that I was really left alone to just think about what Danny was telling me. Another major thing that I would like to tell anybody interested in taking the class is don't skimp on gear. I wore a full face helmet. A lot of guys had dirt bike helmets on with goggles. And while you might be thinking you're on 125cc dirt bikes, you know, going real slow in the dirt, you can get hurt. As a matter of fact, I was quite surprised that these people tangled up together. And I noticed this guy was bleeding by his nose. And apparently what happened was he crashed into his buddies or these other guys out there and did a face plant. And even though he had goggles on and a full face dirt bike helmet, I'm pretty sure the guy got a scar. He was an older guy too. He was probably in his 60s, and he knew what he was doing. He'd been to that school, I was told, many times. So he kind of was, you know, juggling chainsaws at the moment, and he did get hurt. And so I just made sure that I had as much riding gear on as possible. And a full face helmet might be a really good idea. It just might help keep some of that those jagged pegs and stuff from getting inside your face if you go down and you get tangled up with somebody. Another thing that I would advise someone taking this class, especially if you're just a first timer, you're not going to do this a lot, you're not looking to race, is try to keep your feet up on the pegs. Well, everyone feels like they got to be sticking that leg out, and you might want to. It might help you balance with the certain positions of the motorcycle they're asking you to do. But what I found is that keeping my feet on the pegs actually helped me even doing the techniques, primarily because when you roll on the throttle in the dirt and you're sliding, one of the techniques that's pretty different from the road is that you're using a little bit of rear brake. So it's really hard on a right-hander to have your foot out in front of you to actually use the rear brake at the same time. So when I was going into right-handers, you know, I needed my foot on that brake. I didn't want it swinging out. And then when I went into the left-handers, I found that it really didn't help me much with balance anyways. Now, some people were there that are interested in maybe racing. They had these metal shoes. Danny will rent you a metal shoe. But frankly, I just think that if you are going there to learn a little bit, have a little bit of fun like I was doing, you really don't need to get your foot out there. And I would say the last, probably most important tip I can give you is stay till the very end. Stay till they kick you off the dirt track. It's easy to get into a feeling, or it's easy to want to go home after a two-day class. You're beat. You just want to start on the drive home because you're probably going to travel quite a bit of distance to get there. Don't do it. Only a few people stayed in that last hour that we were there, and the beauty of that last hour is not only do you have the track basically to yourself, there's like two or three other people out there with you, and you get to ride with these people. Robbie Peterson and I were just together racing around the track, having a good old time. It just felt great at the end. But the most important thing of staying at the end is that last hour with the track to yourself after spending 2 days learning these techniques, it's when you really get it. It's the moment when it all comes together if you're doing what they say throughout the whole course. And while I have your attention, I'll just explain a little bit about how dirt track style is different from street riding, which is what I focus on in my school and my courses. First of all, when you're riding dirt track style, the way Danny teaches it, is you want to have your hips in front of your shoulders, your crotch against the tank, and your elbows up. And it helps with getting the bike lean correctly, and it helps the techniques transfer to the dirt easier from what you're doing on the bike, your body on the bike. And you extend your inside arm and you sort of point your outside elbow up as you're going into the turns. Also, you're going to have your hands over the grips, on top of the grips is what they'll call it. And they're higher than usual and you're sort of over gripping the throttle. Your body stays perpendicular to the ground, meaning the bike leans under you, right? So if you're turning, you're gonna actually keep your body upright and the motorcycle leaning, whereas on the street, we want to keep the motorcycle as vertically upright as possible and get our body inside. If you do that on these motorcycles, the techniques just don't work as well. Also, you're gonna be using the right brake on corner exit. And so normally, even if you're trail braking with the rear, which most people trail brake with the front brake. Even if you're trail braking with the rear with or without the front brake, you're not doing it on the exit. And the purpose of this is when you're rolling on the throttle on a loose surface, the back tire wants to slide out from under you and turn the bike around. Well, if you're using rear brake, it counters that effect. And the slipperier it is, the more you're probably going to want to use rear brake. And again, that was a really fun thing to do, very different from what I'm used to doing on the street. And also that inside leg off the pedal, forward and not down. You know, one of the things they tell you is you're not really putting your foot out there. You're if you're making a turn, if you choose to get your feet off the pegs. It's more of a forward foot position, and we don't do that on the street. Now maybe MotoGP racers will do that kind of thing, coming into a turn, they're using their brakes, and maybe not, they're just trying to dangle that foot inside, but we don't really do that on the street. And I'd just like to toot my horn on a few of my successes that I had there. So maybe you have just something to measure yourself against if you do take this class. First of all, you're going to have fun. And these guys are an absolute ball to be around. They're a lot of fun. They're smart. They're professional racers, and you get an inside look at it, sort of how they prepare when they're not on the track. And these are road racers that are practicing sliding in the dirt. I didn't fall off once, and I thought that was a miracle. I was waiting for it to happen. I thought at one point I was going to. I almost lost it when they really, really watered down the dirt, but I kind of was very happy that happened. At one point, I remember the coaches saying, on this little 125cc, as I come into the turn, just wring its neck, just go as fast as I can approaching the turn. And by the second day, I was really sort of getting the hang of this stopping and turning thing, or slowing and turning technique. And usually you're sliding the rear tire to make the turns. And because I teach trail braking with the front brake, and I'm very comfortable using the front brake, at least on a couple of the right-handers coming in, I felt like I slid both front and rear as I made the turn. And that really made me feel like I mastered the technique enough for 2 days, and that if I went back, I could just jump right on and pick it up to the next level. And probably one of the most unexpected and neat things that happened to me was that I bought a t-shirt earlier in the course, and I just wanted to have some memento from taking the class. And at the end of the course, on the last day, they gave out awards. And I forget what the two were. They gave out two awards, and you got to get some swag from them. And I won the most improved rider of the course. And, you know, some people might think, well, geez, you know, you started really a loser and then all of a sudden you did so well at the end. Boy, you must have really sucked when you came in. But I didn't see it as that way. I saw it as someone who was new to the techniques, and I was able to perhaps master the techniques in their eyes. And I already had a shirt, and they offered me, you know, some sort of swag from their truck. So I ended up getting an American Super Camp hat, which I think looks pretty great. To wrap things up, after I took the course, it really confirmed for me that this is a technique and a type of riding style that I really wanted to pursue more. And I was really looking for something new, something different that I could put my efforts into in motorcycling. I run my own school. I teach people how to ride for better cornering. I was an MSF coach for many years. And you can kind of get stuck in the same routine. And I thought this for sure was going to be, you know, something that I wanted to do more of. When it comes to dirt riding, I really don't have much interest in single track, motocross, riding off-road. Even backcountry discovery routes, you know, you fall down on a big GS or even another smaller motorcycle. I'm over 50 years old. Falling down just doesn't sound as much like a good idea as it used to. However, if I were to explore more dirt type riding, I'd want it to be this. Just, you're going in left and right. It's not all just left-hand turns like you see dirt trackers. You are going left and right. It's not something that is very boring. Every turn is a blast. And I thought maybe I'd want to do some more of that. After I took the course, I decided to give Danny's method a shot with my Cornering Confidence trail breaking courses and get smaller motorcycles, Grom size motorcycles, and teach people in a parking lot how to do trail breaking technique. Bottom line on American Super Camp, it's very addicting, it's very fun, whether you go by yourself or with a friend, your buddies, a family member, go for it. It's not cheap, but for 2 days worth of training, it's a darn good deal. And I think it's well worth the money, it's well worth the effort to get there. They're probably somewhere near you. Yeah, you might have to travel to get there, but let me know in the comments section what you think of American Super Camp, any questions you have about it, and thanks for watching. And one last plug, if you haven't read my book, Cornering Confidence, it's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback forms. Visit corneringconfidence.com. The book has been reviewed quite nicely.